Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you when it comes to their retirement since 2003. Questions like, hey, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last? Really, the biggest question is, will I or will we be okay if we retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? We don't really know. And this is your opportunity to find out where you are on that road to retirement. All you have to do is call the team at Johnson Brunetti. It's 800-705-1232. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. 800-705-1232. I'm Mark Elliott, joined by Eric Hogarth. Eric's been a partner at Johnson Brunetti since 2011, joined the team back in 2006. And Eric, I thought this would be a great time for us to hear a little bit from you. What are you expecting out of 2024? I know you're excited because it's presidential election year. We love all the ads and all of that. What's your take on 2024 as we get the year started?
So, good morning, Mark. Happy New Year. And I get this question every year and at every point throughout the year. And, you know, a common thing people ask is, well, Eric, given all the volatility and everything that's going on, is this a great time to, you know, fill in the blank, be in the market, retire, go on vacation? The reality is that you could plug and play any year with, well, the volatility, with everything going on right now. And the world we're in is retirement, right? We're talking all day, every day with people who are either retired or are about to retire, people that are either done saving money or about to be done saving money. So before getting into, okay, what do we think that the market is going to do and the world's going to do, which, of course, what those things are going to happen, you need to have a plan and you need it to be flexible because you got one shot at this. And I want you to have a great year and a great retirement and a great life. And whatever it's going to be, things are going to change. So getting into the market, I always remember a conversation that I had with a gentleman many years ago. And he was telling me about when he was growing up, which was in the 40s, 1940s. You know, you read the paper, and that's how you get the news. And now there's unlimited 24 hours a day, 7 days a week access to everything that's going on and everything that you should be concerned about. And the market, you know, here we are at the beginning of the year, and oh, the market's doing poorly and this and that. Let's frame it that the market, and I'm talking the S&P 500, right, the big domestic companies as we know them, have done really well for a long time. But if we're just looking at years, last year, that S&P 500 was up over 24%. Year before that, it was down 18%. 2021, it was up over 25%. 2020 was up over 15%. So it's gone up, up, down, up. And now we have the election upon us. People say, well, this always happens in an election and this always happens. No, it doesn't, right? You can read all those studies that say, you know, if this person gets elected, this happens or that happens, or if it's a Republican or a Democrat. The reality is you need to quiet the noise as best you can to make sure that you have a plan specific to you. There are things you can control, and there's a whole bunch of things you can't. And if you focus your plan around things that you can't control, you're going to get discouraged and frustrated and most likely not do anything and just keep doing what you're doing. So we tend to believe the market will have a good year. And if you're someone who hasn't gotten on board with higher interest rates, you know, or you've been meaning to sell your house and you haven't, and these values are still high and there's still a lot of buyers and there's still not a lot of inventory, maybe, you know, you take this year to kick yourself in gear and finally get working on this stuff and taking advantage of the opportunities in front of you. But make sure you have a plan. And this is a great time of the year to either get one or to revisit yours to make sure that it's still appropriate for everything changing in your life.
You know, when you think about the markets, if you will, is we don't control whether they go up or they go down, they go sideways, what have you. But we don't control Washington Wall Street to a degree. We certainly can control Washington, kind of, I guess, with our votes, but I don't know if that really works a lot, the control that we have over that. But if you think about the markets, so you always have, when you start a new calendar year, you always have the doomsayers. Hey, the world's going to end. You better get out and go all to cash. But I've heard some reasonable people say they think the market will be pretty volatile in the early first quarter. Second quarter will be pretty good. Third quarter will maybe get a little nervous again because we're coming up on the election. Then once you get through the election, overall the year should be pretty good, but it might start out a little murky. Is that kind of what you think? Because it really doesn't. You think back to 2016 when Trump won, the world was going to end obviously that didn't happen. And then Biden wins, so everything's going to be great again. And then it doesn't change, right? I mean, I think you're right. The political party that's in power, now the people that are on the opposite side, they'll be the naysayers. But at the end of the day, the markets just kind of go. They just keep going. Once the election's over, the markets kind of calm down a little bit. They know what direction we're going, and they kind of react to that. I mean, we just need a plan regardless of what happens.
Exactly. And that stuff is so important. You want to be looking at, okay, this new administration that's going to be in, how's that's going to impact the economy and the world and the country. But most importantly, you. You know, what I was saying before is we focus on so much noise that we can't do anything about, and really it is not going to affect you that much. There's a finite number of things that we can truly dedicate and care about in our minds. And it gets so noisy that, you know, something we've always talked about, and no matter what you're working on, helps to simplify. You should simplify as best you can, because life is full and like life is complicated and there's so many things that are going on. But these big, you know, there's a bunch of articles written over the last year, particularly towards the end of it, about the Magnificent Seven, because people say, wow, the market had a great year last year. S&P 500, the 500 largest companies in the United States. Well, the reality is a very small subset of companies that happen to be the biggest ones in the country had phenomenal years. Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google, which is Alphabet and Meta. But there's a lot of really good companies that didn't have great years last year. And those companies aren't sitting around looking at, okay, well, if a Republican gets elected, we're going to do this. And if a Democrat gets elected, we're going to do this. The reality is that uncertainty creates volatility in the market. And that's what we'll see. But the idea of, you know, do I cash out of the market? Do I just buy CDs? And do I wait? And then I'll get back in when the market is low. If that could be done, yeah, I guess we'd all be doing that. But it can't be done. You know, Warren Buffett, probably the most famous investor of all time. You know, what does he say? It's not timing the market. It is time in the market. You need balance in what you're doing. You can't lose all your money in Enron stock unless all your money's in Enron stock. And you can plug and play any name of a company in there. If you have too much money in one place, it is dangerous. It is risk. I don't care if you're Tim Cook and you're the CEO of Apple. You can't have all your money in one thing because it's just too much volatility, too much uncertainty, too much that you can't control. You need balance because we don't know what's going to happen. But I know that you're going to want to live life and you're going to have expenses and you don't want to be looking at the market all day, every day, fearful of things you can't control.
And so when you think about it, can we really control Washington or Wall Street? No. Can we control our own settings and put a plan together? And the team at Johnson Brunetti and Eric Hogarth and the team can walk you through their strategy, their process, the Money Map Retirement Review, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. All you have to do is give them a call. It's 800-705-1232. Find out where you are on that road to retirement, 800-705-1232. And the team at Johnson Brunetti has an opportunity for you if you're getting ready to retire, you're closer to retire, maybe you're 5 to 8 years out, and you're trying to figure out, boy, I wonder if I can retire. Well, the team at Johnson Brunetti has created Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit. And all you have to do is text the word KIT, K-I-T, text the word KIT to that same number, 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. Just text KIT, KIT, and you'll get the Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit. Give you some insight into retirement, some of the challenges that we really all will face. But that's really kind of a great opportunity and a place to start. Are You Ready to Retire Starter Kit? Text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 800-705-1232. All right, what about inflation? We know that cost of living adjustment for Social Security in 2024 was 3.2%. Last year, 8.7%. So that means inflation's coming down. We also know that the Fed has talked about, Eric, maybe lowering interest rates for since 2022. They raised the interest rate 7 times. 2023, they raised interest rates 4 times. Now they're talking about maybe, I guess, you know, reducing interest rates maybe 2 or 3 times this year. Where do you see the inflation, the interest rates? Where are we headed?
There are a lot of people that aren't making enough money on their money. And that is not a recommendation to take more risk, but you're going to need more money. I've sat with lots and lots of people. When we sat lots and lots of people, the reality is, you know, further on in your years of retirement, yeah, you're going to spend less money, right? You're not going to spend as much money on travel. You're not going to spend as much money on moving, bathroom renovations, going out to eat. You just won't. But everything's going to cost more money. You know, and there's still a lot of Americans who are sitting there with a bunch of money, you know, sitting in a bank account making no interest, even though you could have another bank account, still safe, that does make interest. You know, maybe you do one of those high yield savings accounts. So you got to make sure that every part of your plan is working together. We talk about the money map, and it's a simple one-page document, but at the core, it's, this is all your stuff. Is this working together or is it not? Because, you know, like a big conversation over last year is, you know, with interest rates where they are now, with mortgages, you know, they're just so high that, you know, it's hurting the market and I can't move and this and that. The reality is, historically, they're about average. They're not super high. We just came out of a phase where they were the lowest they'd ever been. 30-year fixed rate mortgages, less than 3%. A lot of folks, like, you know, my parents are in their early 70s now, and they're looking at, I remember having a conversation with my dad about their first mortgage, and it was, you know, over 10% and, you know, 12%, these big numbers. So it's a balance of these things. I know I say that word a lot, where you want to make sure you're doing the things that you want to be doing today, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. You also have to make sure you're going to be okay tomorrow. So it's a balance of these things, and that's where plan is. It's, you know, maybe when you're 30, when you're 40, you're doing everything you can do just to keep your head above water. You know, you got kids, you got a mortgage, trying to keep a job. As you get closer to retirement, you've got to look more broadly than that, because maybe you don't get to decide when you're going to retire, when you're going to stop working. Maybe your employer decides for you, and now you're looking at the rest of your life and, you know, am I going to be okay? And there's a lot of people that are in a much better place than they think they are, but they don't feel that way because they've never had a conversation, or they've gotten bad advice, or they haven't gotten any advice. And they're trying to do something on their own that could be so much easier and more enjoyable if you just talk to experts on it. You know, there's certain things that we'd never try and do on our own. And then there's things that are really, really difficult that sometimes we think we have to do on our own, and you don't. You know, so I really encourage people, it's the beginning of the year, take action, take initiative, give us a call, have a conversation, and you'll feel a lot better as a result of it. And that might be just getting feedback that, yeah, you're doing a great job. You don't need to change anything. You know, things change in the future, you call us, but good check-in, you're doing well. Or, yeah, this needs fixing, so let's fix that and make sure you're going to be okay. Either one of those scenarios, you'd be better off knowing than not knowing.
800-705-1232. No cost, complimentary, no obligation, no pressure whatsoever. 800-705-1232. And one of the reasons why I think it's one of the more important phone calls you can make is you're going to, what Eric just said, you're going to find out where you are. Hey, you could have retired 3 years ago. You didn't know it because you didn't know where you were. You hadn't sat down with a retirement planning team like Johnson Brunetti. Maybe you want to retire this year. They say, I don't know if you really are in that good of shape. Either way, wouldn't you rather know? That's your opportunity. That's why I think it's one of the more important phone calls you can make. And there's no cost to you, so it's a great opportunity. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. And, if you want that Are You Ready to Retire starter kit, just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to that same number, 800-705-1232. More to come with Eric Hogarth of Johnson Brunetti right here on Money Wisdom right after this.
Turn your plans from yesterday into yes today. Don't put off your financial goals another day. Schedule your visit with the team at Johnson Brunetti at 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti, joined by Eric Hogarth. Eric, a partner at the firm. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. 800-705-1232 if you have questions. And that's what we're going to do in this segment. Some mailbag questions that Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti kind of keep track of for a while. We kind of hoard these, and then all of a sudden we go, hey, we ought to do a segment on some of these questions. I will say this, and I say it every time we do a mailbag segment. So our first question comes from Greg in Glastonbury. Greg, the opportunity for you to find out more about your question and for the team at Johnson Brunetti to be able to give you the full answer, well, they need to talk to you, right? Because they need to know more about your background, what your plans are, what's your age, are you married, and so forth and all that. Because when it comes to the retirement plan, the money map, retirement review, it's income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions. That's a lot of moving pieces. And we don't get all that information on the question, but... So I always say, hey, you should call them. Sit down and chat with them. 800-705-1232. You can ask them follow-up questions. Eric and the team can ask you follow-up questions. But we always figure some people have these same kind of questions. So we think it's always kind of fun to do the mailbag segment. So, Eric, you ready to tackle some of these questions?
I'm ready. I'm excited to hear what Greg is wondering.
All right. So Greg in Glastonbury says this. Eric, I worked at the same company for 25 years. I had a 401k there, but they had a big merger, and now I'm not sure how to track down that account. Do you have any tips?
Yeah, we got to find that account. Rule number one, when it comes to 401ks, you have a lot of options. People think that you don't. You do. If you're of a certain age, you could move it out of a 401k, even if you're still working there, into an IRA. And per usual, these aren't recommendations. You want to have a conversation and make sure it's applicable to you. So a lot of what I'm saying is most of the time, you can do this or should do this. But know that your 401k is a fantastic savings tool while you're working. You're going to put money into it every time you get paid. You're not going to think about it. You're going to put it in the market. You're going to do it for a long period of time, and it is going to work and hopefully grow a lot of money. You get closer to retirement, you are not saving money into it. You don't have a long period of time, and you might be taking money out of it. So everything's different. So step number one is find out, well, if I've got this new plan, maybe I can roll my old plan over into an IRA, and then I can have more control over what I am going to invest that money into. And that's such a huge opportunity for so many people. But money does get lost. You know, people, whether it's the unclaimed property or, you know, I've got folks. I was meeting with a woman last week, and her name's Mary, and her husband died 2 years ago. And there is one life insurance policy and one pension that she has gotten no benefit from since, because she is not having any luck in tracking down the people she's got to track down, and we're trying to help her. But there's a life insurance plan that her and her husband paid for, and he died, and it hasn't paid anything out because we can't track down, you know, the right form and who to send it to. And same thing with this pension that she's owed. So don't lose money. Keep track of this stuff. Step number one is, what do you have? You know, in the case of Greg, you know, you're aware of this plan, but make sure you know what you have. If, well, this is something that, you know, my significant other, my partner, my spouse handles, you got to both be involved in this together. Because if something happens, you got to know where things are. So, Greg, what I'd recommend is you find your most recent statement. You probably got communication or a packet from the company when it switched over, and then we'll make some calls with you. Or you can make calls on your own to try and track down where this is. But it's out there somewhere, and that's your money. You got to find it.
So would it be typically maybe talk with the HR department, hey, who's the custodian now of our 401k kind of a thing? I mean, it would be that simple, and then go from there?
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't automatically roll your old 401k in the new 401k. So you might wind up with two of them. And then there's companies where you get a free match if you put money in, and people still don't put money in. So don't leave money on the table, particularly free money.
Yeah,
get the money.
Exactly. Next question, Eric, comes from Sally in Middletown. Eric, I've done a pretty good job keeping track of my budget and my finances my entire adult life. Why is it so important to have someone else do this for me in retirement?
Not do it for you, Sally. Just none of us know what we don't know, right? And you don't want to find out after the fact, oh, geez, you know, why'd you do it that way? You could have done it this way and it would have been better for you. That's all I didn't know. And that's why you get that feedback. I would be very cautious. If you find yourself in a conversation or you're working with someone and bluntly they just make you feel dumb, right? The whole way of going about doing things, wow, this is so complicated. I can't possibly do this on my own. That is an uncomfortable way to feel. You know, I think about the relationship that I have with my personal doctor who has conversations with me. Obviously, his knowledge is incomparably more than mine is. I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to med school. But he takes the time to listen to me and to make sure that what he's saying to me, I'm understanding. So, you know, there's people that we talk to that are real sophisticated on this stuff. There's people that aren't. But everyone we talk to, what we're talking about is their money, their life, their concerns, and it is most important to you. So I wouldn't assume, Sally, that you need someone to help you with this stuff. But I definitely think it benefits everyone to have a conversation just to get some feedback outside looking in from people who do this all day, every day, to say, hey, Sally, this is what it looks like to us. And, you know, you're doing great. Or, hey, here's some things that you could do a little different. Or here's some things you should focus on. You know, I wouldn't think it's just, okay, you should buy this or you should sell this. It's, well, okay, if you really are going to move and retire in Florida, there's some things that you want to kind of check off the list before you do that. So I really encourage everyone to have this conversation, even if you're not about to retire, because the more time you have ahead of this stuff, the easier it's going to be to make it seamless, to make it easy, to make sure that everything you want to have happen happens.
Next question, Eric, comes from Dan in Old Saybrook. Eric, my dad has always been a worrier, but now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over every little thing, especially since he is constantly on social media. There's always some big scary headline that he's sharing with everyone all the time, and I don't think this is healthy. Anything you can share with me on how to talk to him about the financial news that seems to be scaring him all the time?
It's the fastest growing age demographic of social media use. Every time Megan and I, we have three little kids, 10, 8, 4, right? So I'm on the other end of this social media spectrum that our kids aren't really using it, but I'm apprehensive because I hear from friends of mine who have older kids and, you know, how they're navigating that. And there's so much noise and there's so much input and you can't control everything. But geez, a lot of the stuff that you see out there is terrifying and negative and not realistic. But the fastest growing age demographic of social media users are people 65 and older. And when you look at how much time, how many hours per day they spend on it, and don't get me wrong, I look at some of that stuff. I mean, YouTube videos are funny. You know, I saw a video of an orca whale the other day, which wasn't funny, but it was interesting, right? But they don't know you, right? When you think about advice, you know, and the disclaimer we've said forever is, do not take advice from people that haven't taken the time to know you. It's arbitrary. It's irrelevant. It doesn't, you know, there's the basics. I mean, don't jump off a bridge, but you don't know if it's applicable to you. You don't know if it's going to affect you. I mean, I've had moments in my personal life when you have some ailment and instead of calling, you know, a doctor, all of a sudden you're on Dr. Google and you're convincing yourself that, you know, the worst is imminently going to happen. So that stuff is hurting you and it's not benefiting you, then it's time to make a change and figure out a way to spend less time looking at that stuff. And also to keep in mind, not to get overly deep on this conversation, that those companies exist to make money. It is all marketing. There's a reason that negative, you know, stuff floods the media databases is because it gets many more clicks, many more views than positive stuff. I'm not being critical of humans, but these companies are trying to make money. They're trying to keep you engaged and trying to keep your attention. And if convincing you that the world is ending and, you know, they'll keep you coming back to that website. But if it's not benefiting you, then make a change.
All right, final question for you, Eric, comes from Benjamin in Avon. Eric, what is your best advice for someone who is 10 years away from retirement and does not want to make any big financial mistakes?
Benjamin, save absolutely as much money as you can. Step number one, figure out how much money you have. Is it working hard for you? And where are you putting that money that you're going to continue to save? You know, you're working hard to save that money, to earn that money, make sure it's working hard for you. And 10 years out of retirement is a perfect time to have that review, because you don't want to find out as you're about to retire, geez, you had all this opportunity, you had all these things that you could have done and you didn't do them. You could have done them, but you didn't just because you didn't know. So get in touch. You know, call us at 1-800-705-1232 and start the year having a conversation. Get a plan in place. Get some feedback on the plan that you already have, but get the peace of mind that you are doing a good job or the feedback that you need to be doing a better job. Either one of those is going to result in you having a much better year, much better outcome than you would have had just guessing. So call us. We'll look forward to it. Totally free. So give us a call, 1-800-705-1232. You'll leave a message, we'll give you a call back, we'll schedule a time, and that's what it is, just a conversation. Say, hey, this is what I've done, this is what we've done, and we'll talk about it.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.